Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the Palm Sunday, and I would like to share a couple of things. The first one, the humility and the patience of Jesus Christ brought the victory over death. The humility of Jesus Christ. Think about, though he is a God, he emptied himself, took the form of the human being, and he came to save all the humanity. And again, to save all the humanity, with the humility he has to accept all the mockings, all the humiliations, and he is ready to carry the cross to save all the humanity from our own sins. So today you and me, we find very difficult practicing the humility, the patience. But Jesus himself is setting a role model for all of us. Unless we practice the humility, we cannot find the true happiness, the true peace. So he's setting a role model for all of us. Practice the humility. As Jesus himself accepted the cross, he's expecting all of us. Practice the humility to love one another. Without the humility, without the patience, I don't think we can love each other. I don't think we can able to forgive each other. So let's take the role model of Jesus Christ, how he accepted and practiced the humility in fulfilling and doing the will of the Father. And second one I would like to share, let's think about the donkey who carried Jesus Christ to the city of Jerusalem. When the donkey carried the Jesus Christ, all the people were welcoming Jesus Christ. All the people received Jesus Christ with a royal reception by singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. So Hosanna means, Lord, save us. So the people are inviting Jesus Christ, and the people welcomed Jesus Christ. And they asked him, Lord, save us. We want you. We need you. Save the humanity. So that's what they're singing. Hosanna, Hosanna. Lord, save us. So something that we can learn from the donkey. As the donkey was carrying the Jesus Christ to the city of Jerusalem, it is your responsibility, my responsibility, to carry Jesus Christ to our own families. It's not all about myself alone. The faith what I have, the belief what I have, we need to carry out to our own family and our own neighbors, witnessing, bringing the joy to our own family. As the donkey brought the Jesus Christ to Jerusalem, and the people were so happy, so also we need to carry the same joy to our own family and our own friends. So that is the way we are witnessing the name of Jesus Christ before everyone. That's what we heard in the second reading of today. St. Paul says, every tongue should confess that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and every knee should bend before saying Jesus is my Lord. We have to bend down. We have to kneel down before the mighty name of Jesus Christ, accepting and believing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And the third one I would like to share. In the crowd, there are two kinds of people. The first kind of people who said, Hosanna, Hosanna, which means, Lord, save us. The other kind, second kind of people, crucify him, crucify him. Get rid of him. Dear brothers and sisters, we are living in the year 2025. We are also so two kinds again. There are people who accept Jesus Christ. There are people who deny Jesus Christ. So which category do we belong to? Don't tell me that we are righteous people, we are holy people. I am not. We are not perfect. But we are called to become perfect, holy, righteous in believing, in accepting Jesus Christ. Rather than denying Jesus Christ, rather than taking the name of God in Jesus, the name of God in vain, but rather we are called to believe the name of Jesus Christ, praising Him again and again, glorifying the name of God until we die. This is what we are called to do, rather than taking the name of God in vain. When the things doesn't go your way, we question God, we blame God, we take the name of God in vain. And we don't believe in Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we need to pray ourselves, Lord, increase my faith. Help me to be sincere in loving you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. Then only you and me, we can be saved. Rather than saying, crucify him, crucify him. So whenever we don't accept the truth, and whenever we don't speak the truth, and whenever we don't follow the truth, and whenever we don't stand for the truth, we are denying Jesus Christ. The truth is nothing but Jesus himself. So let's stand for the truth. The truth will set you free. Let's believe and follow Jesus alone. Amen.